Climate change now threatens Australia's financial stability. That is the stark warning from the Reserve Bank on how a warming planet threatens abrupt and disorderly effects on the economy. During a significant speech last night, the RBA's Deputy Governor, Guy Debelle, said climate change had become a key policy concern that's now being factored in to the bank's deliberations. Here's Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.
Guy Debelle grew up in Adelaide and as a schoolboy remembers sweltering on hot days. But these days he reflects that summer temperatures in the mid-40s have become a lot more common.
I do love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of rugged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains.
The RBA's deputy governor is probably more relaxed with punk rock than Dorothea McKellar. But when it comes to climate change, he's becoming more worried that unless a transition is properly managed, the impact of financial stability could be abrupt and disorderly.
That's clear in the case of insurers, when they may face large unanticipated payouts because of climate-related property damage and business losses. Companies that generate significant pollution may face reputational damage or legal liability from their activities, and changes to regulation can cause previously valuable assets to become uneconomic. All of these consequences could precipitate sharp adjustments in asset prices, which would have consequences for financial stability.
Speaking in Sydney last night, Guy Debelle said climate change is no longer a cyclical matter for the RBA, like the impact on banana crops from Queensland cyclones in recent years, but a trend that needs to be managed and factored into deliberations on monetary policy.
There are things which are happening now, and we need to deal with the impact of the physical shocks now, but we also need to be aware of what that transition path looks like and the effect that those shocks may have on the transition path.
Guy Debelle cites the impact of the drought on economic growth and how China is transitioning away from coal, as evidence that climate change needs to be one of the Reserve Bank's key priorities.
What the speech does is reveal to the public, to the community, that the RBA is on the case.
Professor Ross Garnaut, who wrote Kevin Rudd's climate change review a decade ago, told RN Breakfast that he doesn't see Guy Debelle's comments as a policy shift, but a stark reminder about the rising risks.
It's very good that the RBA is seeing it as a central and mainstream issue. We've got to start thinking of climate change as just part of the environment that we have to manage, part of the economic framework that we have to manage. And the speech last night shows that the RBA is moving in that direction.
But Guy Debelle's comments are also a message to politicians, business leaders and the community that climate change is not just a matter of charts and data for economists, but something that could harm profits, standards of living and, importantly, the hip pockets of voters.
Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.